survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Hi, everybody. Great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us here on Family Feud, where two families guess the answers to some seriously simple questions. And if they get it right, they'll be in the running for $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car as well. Let's meet our families. First up, our carryover champs here for their third night, the Rapata family.
Micah, you guys are this close in fast money to winning $10,000. Can we do it tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can. Remind Australia who's on board.
My daddy Stuart, my mum Tari, and my sister-in-law Steph.
Great to have you guys back and ready to stop them in their tracks. It's the Azam family. Which, as James pointed out, is way more fun to say Azam.
Yeah.
Like that. Azam. It is cool. You're
it
right.
Is.
Who's on board?
This is my sister Nicole, my dad Gabby, and my cousin Julian.
Great to see you guys. Welcome along. Righto, team captains, let's play the feud.
Good luck.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. What might guests be asked to bring to a barbecue? James.
A salad.
A salad. Close to the top answer, Micah.
Their drinks.
Their own drinks. Oh, nice. Oh, 1 point, pass or play. They're going to play. They're going to play. What might guests be asked to bring to a barbecue?
Well, not being a big salad eater, I'd go the meat.
Yeah,
bring some meat.
Bring your own meat. Harry.
Hey, here we are again.
might guests be asked to bring to a barbecue?
Sweets.
Bring your own sweets. So you mean dessert?
Yeah, desserts,
yeah. Gotcha.
Yep.
Sorry, Tari.
That's okay.
Steph?
Friends.
Ah, please bring some people
please
with
bring
you.
Some friends. Yeah, people, friends.
Awesome. Oh. Second strike. Okay, Azam! So get ready for a steal, so have a think. How low do you guys want to go over there? What are you doing? Trying to... Oh, sorry.
Righto.
They told me.
Shut up.
Micah?
I'm really hungry now. And I really enjoy kids, so I'm going to say kids.
Can you please? To eat?
No, not
I
to
I love
eat.
Kids, but I just couldn't eat a whole one.
We could share one.
You know this barbecue needs?
Bring your kids.
Some kids. Give me some kids, please.
Three strikes. Lucky she didn't say it with plum sauce or something. Creepy. Julian?
I'd say dessert.
Dessert. It's been said. Gabby?
Alcohol.
Alcohol has also been said. Were you guys listening at all?
Maybe we were down a bit too low.
You went a little too far.
Cheers.
Cheers? Good. Nicole?
Family.
Bring your family. Interesting. James, you're the elected leader of this distinguished team of yours.
Clearly because they weren't listening. I'm going to go with something that they haven't said.
Yes, cool.
And I'm
like
going to say dips and crackers, you know, like the share plate type thing, so like some dips.
Yeah. Well, this is getting some traction here. People like this. Let's see if it works. No, it doesn't. The Rapatas grab the opening points. This is what we were looking for at Zams. Number 7. Chocolate.
Nothing.
Nothing. Righto. 84-0 right now, and if either team go on to 5 nights in a row, you know what? They'll be driving home in a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. This great-looking SUV offers CVT auto with paddle shift, hill start control, the unique Mitsubishi multi-communication system, and rain-sensing wipers, the best kind. Now, for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name something you associate with a postman. The answers when we come back on The Feud. Stick around. Where our two families are still playing for that chance to win $10,000. Before the break, I asked, name something you associate with a postman. And the top answer was Which in 2014 is pretty much just them delivering all the stuff that you bought on eBay. Stu, Nicole, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name a tradition you follow at Christmas time. You hit that hard, Nicole. But Stu was fastest.
And scaredest. giving presents.
Presents? Nice work. Pass off play, Stu.
Play?
Yeah, I think we're playing. They're going to play. Play. A tradition you follow at Christmas time?
Family dinner.
Family dinner. Nice work. Name a tradition you follow at Christmas time.
Well, we leave carrots for the reindeer, so leaving carrots and milk. Well, so that was only one option.
No, that's okay. No, 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 finish what
you're saying. So carrots for the reindeers and milk.
For the reindeer, sort
yep.
of deal.
Yeah.
Oh. It was a cute idea, and I know exactly what you mean.
Micah.
Who, I might add, does a bit of twerking.
Yeah.
Do you...
Oh, look at Dad.
Dad's going, oh, my God, please do not do this right now. Can we see a bit of twerking?
Oh, no. Are you going to do it with me?
No.
OK, Dad, close your eyes.
Do you want to come around the front and do it?
Why aren't you going to do it with me?
OK, I'll do it with you.
OK, so...
Right, ready? Yeah.
You stand in front.
Yeah, you hold the cards.
OK, so what we have to do is we've got to arch the back and bend the knees like you're going to squat.
Yep.
And then just pop.
That was Stu, you'd have to agree, that was pretty sexy.
Hey, got me going.
Name a tradition you follow at Christmas time.
Kris Kringle.
Kris Kringle. Second strike. Righto, Azam family can steal. What are you doing over there? Secretive huddle we've ever seen. Tradition you follow at Christmas time?
Might be more of a American type thing, but you know, putting the tree up and trimming the tree and decorating the tree.
Love that answer. Yeah. Boom. Tari.
Gathering with family.
Let's see gathering. Yes. Stephanie, tradition you follow at Christmas time?
I'm putting the star on top of the tree.
The star on the very top. Three strikes. Azams. Where did you go and did you bring back any milk? Julian.
We're practicing our twerking.
My family does this a bit. We go see the Christmas lights.
Nice. Gabby.
Christmas carols.
Excellent. Nicole.
Going to church.
James.
They're all very great answers,
yes, they
Graham.
Are.
What was yours again?
Carols.
You yeah.
That did take a little bit of the sincerity out of what you just said.
Look, after twerking, Christmas hasn't even come to me.
So you're saying?
I'm going to say carols.
Show me carols! Yeah! Welcome to the party, Azam family! 7 Christmas lights! Here. Right, it's 87 to 84. Woo! Double points time too. Give me Tari, give me Gabby. Let's play.
G'day, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
Good.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name something you learnt in school that you've never used in the outside world. Tari.
Algebra.
Algebra. Lovely play. Pass or play?
Pass.
Gabby here. Name something you learnt in school that you'd never use in the outside world.
I learnt this in school, but I'm not sure if I don't use it in the outside world. Manners?
Interesting interpretation. Let's see if it's on the board. No, it's not. James.
Whew, I have some manners.
Yes, good.
Grant.
Yes, that's me.
It is you?
It's still me.
What do you reckon?
You're trying to Jedi mind trick me or something.
All right.
I don't even know the answer, so don't ask me.
But you're a smart man. I'm going to go
Thank
with
you.
Science.
Science. Okay. Science is not a bad approach. Let's see if it works. No, it doesn't. Rapatas could steal Nicole.
Okay.
Something you learnt at school that you've never used in the outside world.
I can safely say I've never dissected an animal in the outside world.
Good. Let's have a look.
Oh.
Three strikes as Am Family. Rapatas, you get another shot here. Stephanie.
Maths.
Maths?
No, I use math. No. Oh, bugger. I'm not very good at it, but yep, maths.
Okay, that's cool.
Pythagoras theorem.
Remember it, don't know what it is, but just remember the word. Stew.
3 squared times 4 squared equals 5 squared.
Oh, is that
Pythagoras theorem?
Ah, nice.
Hey, chippy. Micah. But no, but my answer.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
My answer is going to be the little thing, the
recorder.
The recorder.
The recorder.
Which of
them? Five kids, they've all brought home a recorder.
Yeah. Micah.
I love you guys so much.
I feel a butt coming on.
Does she love us?
You know, in English, they made you write essays. I'm going to say I have not written an essay since my last English exam.
You reckon an essay is the answer to this question?
Yeah.
Give me essay on the board. None of the reporters, yes to the exam. Takes them 163. Number six. Periodic table. Language. History. Trigonometry. Maths. Was on the board. Steph. Wow, we were all terrible at that round. I gotta say, 163-84 is the score. Look, we know you like watching Family Feud, so then why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Simply head to 10 Play, and while you're there, you can also check out the Family Feud highlights and get a peek behind the scenes as well. Triple points when we all come back on the Feud. Rapatas, our carryover champs, are on 84. They're trailing a little bit at the moment. We had a tough couple of rounds. The Azam family have shot into the front on 163. James is happy with that too. Look at that. Shazam! Now the family gets the 300 points in this round. We'll go on to the fast money and could take home $10,000. We're playing for triple points right now, so we've got ourselves a fight. Give me Stephanie, give me Julian. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with windsurfing. Stephanie.
The ocean.
The ocean.
Yeah.
Water is good. Pass or play?
Pass. I reckon pass.
Pass. Pass it is. You saved someone's life.
I did.
What was that situation?
I was actually on my way to get a haircut, Grant.
Yeah.
And while walking there, saw a crowd of people gathering and went over to have a look at what was happening, and there was a young girl that was actually stuck in the escalator by her hair and clothes.
Really? So she'd been tangled up in the
Yeah, and everything was pulling so tight that she wasn't actually able to breathe.
Oh, my goodness. So what did you do?
I had to cut her hair off and some of her clothes, just enough so she could start breathing again.
Wow. So just one of those things where your body sort of just did what it needed to do, or did you think about it, or did it just happen?
Funnily enough, I come across these things quite often. I think my mind just goes into this place and I just do what I have to do.
Isn't it nice to know that sometimes internally that you know that you'll do the right thing when those moments come along, as horrible as they may be?
Absolutely. It's a great feeling when someone says, thank you for saving my life.
Yeah, so. A round of applause for James too. Associate with windsurfing?
Well, look, you're not going to get very far, Grant, mm-hmm. unless there's wind.
Yes, nice answer. Excellent work. Something you associate with windsurfing, Nicole?
Can't say I've ever done it before, but I assume you'd need some kind of board.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't really know.
That's a fair call.
Oh.
James is going, I can't believe it was up there either.
Gabby.
Okay. Something that sail.
Makes a lot of sense. Is it on the board?
Oh! Yeah.
Julian.
I'm thinking the beach.
beach is good. You need to be at the beach. Mm. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're in a triple point round. 163, you lead. Take out two, you win.
I think injuries.
Okay. Injuries. Name something you associate with windsurfing. James says injuries. First strike. It's only the first strike and you got two on the board. So that's okay. Nicole?
Okay. This is really hard.
You so confidently answered the last one. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Holding on.
Yeah, you got to hold on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you are off.
Yeah.
Second strike. Okay. Rapatas. Stand by for a potential steal. Unless Gabby can stop them.
Girls.
You have never done it before, have you?
No.
What about the lenders? Three strikes. Sorry, Gabby. Rapatas, step.
Windsurfing.
Yep, that's the sport.
Surf. Surfboard. Surf.
You're thinking out loud.
I am thinking out loud, and I'm going to say sand.
Sand? Okay. Tari?
Wetsuit.
Wetsuit's not bad. Stu?
I've seen it on the TV. Never done it myself, but they've had a harness, the harness to the thingy.
Okey-dokey. Yep.
Wrong with that.
Micah, good luck with this. Pivotal point. You currently trail. It's a triple point round. You get this, we're talking all good.
Mr. Denyer.
Yes, young lady.
Wetsuit is on the board.
Wetsuit is on the board. Name something you associate with windsurfing. Is wetsuit there? No! Azam! Become our brand new champion family! And look at that victory celebration! Number seven! Hot weather! Waves! Waves! Waves for a part of family! Micah! Stu! Tari! Stephanie! Oh man! You guys! We had a lot of fun in the last three nights or so, didn't we? We did. Look, you didn't get the $10,000, but you will be taking home $3,830, which is the money that you made in the Fast Money round. So, not too bad either. We're also going to give you guys a $1,000 Wish gift card to be shared between you, and the card can be redeemed at Woolies Supermarkets, Masters Home Improvement, Big W and other participating stores. Plus, you'll also be taking home our brand new Family Feud board game. There it is, a great Christmas gift available. Toys R Us, Games World and Mind Games. They are the Rapatas. On farewell, guys.
Thank you.
Azam's Fast Money time. Who's doing it? James is. Nicole is. Well, that was cool. Did you enjoy that?
I had the best fun ever.
Excellent work. Good to hear. Now, you're in our soundproof booth, which is back that way. You and I...
He do a nice funky turn.
I think so.
He's a smooth cat.
Yeah, he tries to be.
He is a smooth. He not just tries to be, he pulls it off. Shazam!
We're back to play for $10,000 next.
We're on Facebook and Twitter, as well as YouTube, and catch all the action on 10 Play.
Time here in the feud, so let's see if the Azam family can now win some cash. If you and James get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. James is now in our soundproof booth and cannot hear your answers. He is a smooth cat. Yeah, look at that. He rocks the bow tie well too.
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to ask you five questions. He's going to give you 20 seconds to answer, okay? Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Okay.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good.
Thank you.
What might someone yell out during a tennis match?
Yes.
Name something that whistles.
A whistle.
Name a kind of bean.
String bean.
Give me a food that comes in a low-fat version.
Yogurt.
Name a type of paper.
A4 paper.
Okay, nice job. Ooh. Turn around. How was it?
It was nerve-wracking.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You look like you handled it okay.
You think?
Okay.
I hope so.
What might someone yell out during a tennis match? You said... Yeah, how? What do you mean?
Like, yes!
Like, yes!
Yeah.
Yes! Sucked in! Take that! Survey says...
Oh!
At least you're on the board.
At least.
Name something that whistles, you said.
A whistle.
Does.
Duh.
Hello. Duh. Survey says...
Oh!
We thought that would have been a little higher. Name a kind of bean, you said. String bean. Survey says.
Oh my God.
Seven. Give me a food that comes in a low fat version. You said.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. Feels good.
Come on, feels good.
Survey says.
Top answer. Oh!
That was awesome.
Name a type of paper. You said. You went with size. A4.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Don't really know why.
Survey says. Oh. 9. Not bad. 82's good. Nicole, not a bad job at all. Head back to family. Let's clear the board. James.
Reed.
Jimmy.
Danya.
J-Doll.
Love ya.
You are. you need a total score of 118 to get $10,000. So this is awesome. We can do this, man.
We can do it.
Straight out of the park. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions. You're the second player, and it's a little harder, so you get an extra 5 seconds, okay?
Okay.
If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Nicole's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
What might someone yell out during a tennis match?
Fault.
Name something that whistles.
A person.
Name a kind of bean.
Soybean.
Give me a food that comes in a low-fat version.
Milk.
Name a type of paper.
Newspaper.
I think that was awesome! Let's go. How do you feel about that?
I'm feeling pretty good.
$10,000 richer? Good?
Oh, that sounds really good. All right.
We've saved a few lives. We know that. Now it's time to save your own in this competition. What might someone yell out during a tennis match? You went... Fault! Survey says... 12. That's good. Top answer was out.
Out. Fair enough.
Name something that whistles. You said a person would whistle. Makes a lot of sense.
Does.
Survey says 3. Top answer was kettle. Kettle whistles. Name a type of bean. You said soybean. Good, bad?
I think that's pretty good.
Survey says... Oh!
Australia's clearly wrong.
Kidney was the top answer. So had you said that, you would have got a lot more points than just 3, I'm afraid. So we need 100 from these last 2 answers to get $10,000. It's doable.
So am I.
Give me a food that comes in a low-fat version, you said. Milk does. Come on, this is good. This is good. I've got a good feeling about this one. We need a bag of points. Give it to me.
Oh.
27. Yogurt. You had that, Nicole, was the top answer. Just 1 to go. So we need 73 now for $10,000. Name a type of paper. You said newspaper. Look, the good news is it's the top answer. However, is there 73 or more in this?
No, there's not.
It's a great answer. It's a strong answer. It's the best answer that was surveyed. So this is good. Feel good about this. So we need 73 for $10,000. You ready?
Ready.
Survey says... No! Good try, though. Newspaper was the top answer. Not a bad way to finish, James. Don't forget you get $10 for every fast money point as well. So you do earn some cash, it's just not the $10,000. Righto. Stick around, the project's coming up next on 10. It's news from the family! Oh, the Rock's got me. The Rock's got me. Oh, my God.
And you do not argue when he has you.
I'm Grant Daniel.
Good night, Australia.